KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 93. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 68 tonight. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 98. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Financial conditions in the 10th District of the Federal Reserve in the farm economy remaining solid in the second quarter. Survey contacts, though, reported signs of slower growth appeared likely to continue in the coming months. Following rapid gains in farm real estate value in recent quarters, valuations moderated in the second quarter alongside recent declines in ag commodity prices. Farm income remaining stronger than a year ago, but an increase in farm loan interest rates, drought, higher input costs, and a pullback in commodity prices likely contributed to a slightly less optimistic outlook on the farm economy than the previous quarter. While the outlook for the district ag sector in 2022 remaining positive, lenders reporting growing concerns about 2023. A larger share of lenders reported significant increases in production expenses for producers compared to last year. In addition, several respondents commented that severe drought has reduced hay and forage for livestock and contributing to higher feed costs. Now, despite those concerns, farm loan repayment problems declined to the lowest level in more than 7 years. More than half of survey respondents expect farm income to increase or remain unchanged in 2023, highlighting continued strength in the financial position of farm borrowers. Millions of families and their friends are on the hunt for infant formula wherever they can find it. Those living in less densely populated rural areas are bearing much of the pain. Industry sources say more product is on the way, but it's complicated and there's frustration over the process and the time lag. Well, keep in mind, several different factors contributed to the shortage. The current infant formula crisis started during COVID because of related supply chain disruptions, but in February this year, Abbott initiated a voluntary recall of its infant formula products and closed a plant in Sturgis, Michigan. With that plant shut down, additional supply chain disruptions and shortages should have been expected. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Riley County police are searching for a man who stole about $900 worth of clothes from the Manhattan Target on Wednesday. The Riley County Police Department activity report indicates that around 4 p.m. on Wednesday, officers were called to the Target at 800 Commons Place in Manhattan. Officials listed Target as the victim when employees reported an unknown man had stolen various clothing items. Anyone with information about the crime should call the Manhattan Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539. The Great Bend Fire Department got more than they expected during a training exercise Thursday morning. The Great Bend Fire Department dive team was training at Stone Lake on the south side of Great Bend. On one of the dives, team members found a handgun submerged at the bottom of the lake. In a Facebook post, the Great Bend Police Department said the PD will get it cleaned up and try to determine what it could have been involved in. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cape Coast Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cape Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cape Coast Alert, your weather authority. Cape News, on your side.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansans are continuing to enjoy some of the lowest gas prices in the nation as the U.S. sees prices fall below $4 for the first time in months. While the national average price for a gallon of gasoline has dipped just below $4, Kansas had a state average of $3.58 yesterday. According to AAA, that is a 3-cent drop from Wednesday and an 18-cent drop from last week. However, the state is still about 64 cents higher than the 2021 $2.94 per gallon rate. Federal prosecutors acting on disclosures of a whistleblower moved to seize $700,000 in a civil asset forfeiture case alleging a former information technology employee defrauded St. Francis Ministries of millions of dollars while the nonprofit was under contract with the state of Kansas to provide foster care and adoption services. The civil action filed last week sought seizure of $700,000 in New Jersey and South Dakota bank accounts. The accounts were held by Jessica and William Weimark and William Weimark's company. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Kearney man is in jail accused of sexually assaulting a child. Kearney police arrested Curtis Steyer, 71, late Tuesday. He is charged with first-degree sexual assault on a child. Court records indicate the assault happened on Monday. Further details of the case were sealed by a Buffalo County judge. Steyer is in the Buffalo County Detention Center on a $50,000 bond. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested two people after locating more than 100 pounds of marijuana during a traffic stop on I-80. At approximately 1 p.m. Wednesday, a trooper observed a Nissan Maxima fail to signal on I-80 near Gildner. During the traffic stop, an NSP K-9 detected the presence of a controlled substance inside the vehicle. A search of the vehicle revealed the 100 pounds of marijuana. The driver, Chow Lee, 27, and a passenger, Ku Young, 30, both of Madison, Wisconsin, were arrested for possession of marijuana. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Max Blasky. This week on our public affairs program, I sat down with Leo Letjohn, historian for the Axtell community. Axtell, of course, is celebrating their 150th anniversary this weekend with 3 days of events. I asked Leo what has been a factor in keeping Axtell going for 150 years.
All the community groups are a huge part of all small towns. And the American Legion in Axtell has been, you know, one of the main providers in town when they built the Legion, and they had the building there for community events and all the other things. The Axtell Legion, the R.R. Hendricks 214, opened in 1920, but their building actually wasn't even completed until 22. All this started really building Axtell up. Community groups, you know, we have the Axtell Fire Department, the EMTs, the American Legion, the Knights of Columbus, and nowadays we have like the Axtell Pride and the Axtell Economic Development. They don't all just go off and do their own thing. They all work together for the city. So, yeah, they all work together and they all do their parts.
Leo also highlights many of the activities going on around Axtell this weekend, including live music, a tractor pull and tractor cruise, and, of course, all the good food.
It starts on Friday night, and this is the big Axtell Development has their cornhole tournament on Friday night down at the park, and then there's a glow run Friday night and some music and some other things going on down at the park down there. They have a barbecue meal and concession stand and all that. On Saturday, there's a breakfast with St. Michael's CYO, and then they have a bicycle fun run, and then we have the parade. And after the parade, they have the kids' area set up by the funeral home there. There'll be bounce houses. And we also have what's a quilt and craft exhibit where there people are bringing in old quilts and the St. Michael's Hall from about 11 to 6. And that's where we're going to take our old newspaper collection that we came across. And we'll, anybody that wants to pick up some of the old Axtell newspapers will be able to get those there. Then we also have the handcrafted bingo, which is kind of different. People bring in handcrafts and you play bingo to win them. And then in the evening, there's a fireman's chicken and pulled pork barbecue at the Legion, along with everything else. And the Methodist Church makes homemade ice cream that you can buy also.
Beginning Monday, August 15th, the eastbound lane of U.S. Highway 36 through the city limits of Washington will be closed. Eastbound traffic will be diverted to the center lane of the highway using road signs, barriers, etc. Crews will work their way through the project with traffic changes occurring in different locations as the project progresses. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. Stephen Leroy Reedy, age 79, of Goldsboro, North Carolina, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday, August 7th. Funeral services will be on Saturday, August 13th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Private interment will be held at St. John's Catholic Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests donations to support St. John's Church and School in Hanover. Dolores Krug, age 92, passed away Wednesday, August 3rd. Funeral service will be at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 13th at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. A private family burial service will be at a later date. Visitation will begin at noon until 9 p.m. Friday, August 12th at Kinsley Mortuary. The family will greet visitors from 5 to 7 p.m. that evening at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dolores Krug. Robert Bob Griswold, 86, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be 10 a.m. Monday, August 15th at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Sunday, August 14th from noon to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville. Family will receive friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Griswold. John Anthony Heenick, 92, of Hanover, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be Monday, August 15th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial will be in the Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, August 14th at Hanover Mortuary, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Vigil service follows at 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church. A memorial fund has been established to St. John's Catholic Church. Contributions may be sent in care of the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Heenick.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Iowa, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying very mild overnight tonight, mostly clear with our lows in the lower 70s throughout Iowa, the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout the day on Saturday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Iowa. Iowa, the mid to upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid 90s throughout Missouri. And partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and mid 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature for this time in August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 114. Average low, 67. And record low, 46. Sunset this evening at 8:26. And sunrise in the morning at 6:36.
Were you a middle child? Today is your day to celebrate. It's all about Middle Child's Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 12th, the 224th day of the year. Actors Peter Krause and Casey Affleck were born on this day. And today is designated as Middle Child Day, set aside to celebrate those of us who were neither the first nor the baby of the family. Contrary to the urban myth of middle children having black sheep tendencies, here's what our research turned up. Middle children tend to be more open-minded than their siblings. Less coddling gives them an independent streak, and their middle status cultivates good negotiating skills. They're great listeners, and many become great leaders. Here's a few notable middle children: Martin Luther King Jr., Grace Kelly, David Letterman, and Abraham Lincoln. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid announced on Thursday that quarterback Patrick Mahomes, as well as other starters, would start and play the first quarter against the Chicago Bears during Saturday's preseason opener. Reid told reporters that each of the four quarterbacks are expected to play a quarter on Saturday. The contest against the Bears will provide Chiefs fans with their first opportunity to see the 10 draft picks compete in live game action. The Chiefs and Bears play Saturday at noon. John Force, Tony Schumacher, and Jim Campbell took a trip to Menards in Topeka on Thursday to sign autographs and take pictures with fans. It was all in an effort to get Topeka excited about the Menards NHRA Nationals taking place this weekend at Heartland Motorsports Park. Schumacher said, quote, "The hot conditions are going to make it slippery. When it's slippery out, it makes it a tough race. Takes the best teams and the best crews and the best drivers to win these things," unquote. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
A recent infusion of youth in the lineup of the Kansas City Royals, sparked by a pre-trade deadline purge of veterans, has led to a surge in production and optimism for the future at Kauffman Stadium. Since the trade deadline, when the Royals sent outfielder Andrew Benintendi to the New York Yankees and utility man Whit Merrifield to the Toronto Blue Jays, rookies have ruled the Royals lineup. Twice in the last 2 weeks, the Royals have produced a starting lineup that is entirely homegrown players. The Royals host the Dodgers for a three-game series this weekend. It's hard to improve on a 19-3-1 season, but Emporia State Hornets soccer is working to do just that. Despite coming off an NCAA tournament run and being ranked number 14, the Hornets aren't narrowing their sight on the postseason just yet. Emporia State's first four games are on the road. The Hornets' season begins August 26th at West Texas A&M. The first home match is September 11th against Fort Hays State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Ladies' Night Out is August 12th with Squirrels Just Wanna Get Groovy. A invitation from these participating businesses.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous Bulldogs. Lots of games going on. Lots of savings. Candles, jewelry, other items haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time. Ladies, you don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The Kester House Museum is excited to see everyone at Ladies' Night Out August 12th. Stop by and check out the gardens and our new zero entry located on the west side of the brick wall. The entry and new landscaping were all made possible by your generous contributions at our annual Pony Up Match Day. Say hi to the Kester House Foundation board members and volunteers. Have fun, shop local, and get groovy Ladies' Night Out August 12th.
Hey, it's Lori and Lori from the Wagon Wheel. We are really excited for Squirrels Just Want to Get Groovy coming up Friday night. Can't wait to see everyone.
All right, ladies, when you come in and you register here and get started, we are going to have some drink specials. We'll have some go-go juice, a far-out mimosa, and a psychedelic spirit. Also, as far as food goes, if you come in and show us your game ticket, we'll give you 10% off your ticket for the evening. Hope everybody has fun. Can't wait to see ya.
CNC Hair Company in Marysville is excited to see everyone down at Squirrels Just Want to Get Groovy, August 12th. Love to have you stop by and chat and see what they all offer, including cuts, coloring, waxing, and extensions. Open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 4 to 8, and Wednesday, 9 to 5. We can fit your style. Can't wait to see everyone August 12th.
Shopping local makes a difference. Listening local makes all the difference. Find us on air, online, and on demand. Take us along at home, at work, or on the road. KNDY.
We appreciate the folks listening on KNAB in Burlington, Colorado, who helped us with a story that's about a century old in their community. It's a true treasure, even in the literal sense of the word. We go to a town that tracked down their stolen masterpiece and then held a parade on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Kit Carson County, Colorado Carousel was purchased for $1,200 and operated here for the first time in 1928, but hard times soon closed the ride.
It actually was closed 6 years in the early 30s. There was no reason to have a county fair. Drought, depression. Reopened it in 1938. Some sentiment, according to the tall tales of the community, that they should just burn it down or take it to the dump.
Joe Downey says if they wanted the carousel to run, it would require a lot of work.
It was so filthy. They had used this building for chopped hay and for feed that the government brought in because of the drought. A lot of cubic feet in there, stacking in and around the tiger and the lion and all of their friends. Good sense prevailed. They simply scooped it out, washed it with soap and water, and it started.
The figures, horses, giraffes, and even a large lion are original, and it's truly a masterpiece. So much so that one person tried to steal it.
In 1981, we had a theft of somebody had come to try to take the lion. We know that because they got his feet off the platform, but he weighed too much to get him out between the doors, so they took four of the smaller ones.
The FBI and the community got involved and made the figures too hot to sell.
They were stolen in May, got them back on Halloween, and had a parade for them down Main Street, and they've lived happily ever after with their friends.
The carousel animals are truly a treasure.
It's a dog similar to this one off of another carousel, sold for $196,000 in 1992 when the market was high.
But these animals aren't a museum, but are part of a ride that many enjoy yet today. Traveling the countryside in Burlington, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
susceptible to many ear problems, but they can crop up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep an eye out for signs of ticks, mites, and other vermin that can bug your horse's ears as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Uses its ears to express itself. Their position can tell you a lot about the horse's mood. But if he shakes his head, won't let you put the bridle on, and doesn't like his ears messed with, something might be irritating the insides of those ears. Kathy Anderson is an extension horse specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says if the horse will let you, gently look into the ear to see what's bugging him.
If they've gotten ticks, you might be able to see them. There's various different kinds of ticks or mites or gnats and stuff that can start to irritate them. So you'll notice maybe some scabbiness up there in their ears, some matting, and some of those types of things are probably the most common things that you'll first see.
For the most part, a horse's ears are self-cleaning. But Anderson says if you need to get rid of the insects and gunk inside, wipe them out with a cloth sprayed with fly spray. If it's a bad infection or the horse won't let you touch its ears, you should probably call your vet.
They can come out and they can kind of mildly sedate the horse and do a little bit better job of cleaning things up inside that ear. Sometimes also they'll go ahead and deworm them because with whatever might be irritating or going on, the basic dewormer can help clean up some of the mites and clean up some of the things that might be in there causing the irritation of that horse's ears.
Horses that have a severe reaction to insect bites might also need an oral anti-inflammatory treatment. Anderson says the fuzzy hair inside the horse's ear is a natural defense to keep bugs from going internal and should be left alone. Some people clip out the hair if they're going to show the horse, and in that case, she recommends preventing problems by wiping out the ears with fly spray on a cloth. Learn more about caring for your equine's ears at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Asking the super rich to help feed the hungry. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The head of the United Nations World Food Program suggests that a few billionaires could pony up to make an enormous difference to millions of starving persons in the world. David Beasley.
45 million are knocking on famine's door in 43 countries. And if we don't reach those people, and it's $6 billion just to reach those 40 5 million people. If we don't, you will have not just famine, you'll have destabilization of nations, and you will have mass migration, and the cost of that will be 1,000 times more than feeding the people we're talking about.
Beasley was featured in a recent episode of a U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action podcast. That 45 million persons facing famine is now around 50 million.
As I'm telling the billionaires, I'm not asking you to step up charitably every year, but we have a perfect storm, a one-time phenomenon right now.
Beasley says the rich have gotten even richer during what he called this perfect storm.
And I'm not picking on them. I mean, look, hey, I'm so glad that capitalism has given you this success, but you have a moral obligation to step up and help the world in a time such as this.
There's a link to the full interview at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's annual land values report shows that farmland values continue to push higher throughout the year. And Tony Dorn, the chief for the Environmental, Economics, and Demographics branch of the National Agricultural Statistics Service, says that farmland values jumped more than 12% from this time last year.
The farmland values increased quite a bit. It's the highest increase overall for the value of farm real estate since 2006, when land values increased 14% from 2005. For 2022, the average United States farm real estate value, which measures the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged $3,800 per acre, and that was up 12% from 2021. And the cropland average in 2022 was $5,050 per acre, which was an increase of 14% from 2021.
Pasture land values averaged near $1,650 an acre this year, an increase of near 11.5% from the same time last year, and talks about where the biggest changes in land value have taken place.
For cropland, there were strong increases in the Plain States. For instance, Kansas cropland increased the most of any state, which was a 24% increase from last year. Nebraska cropland increased the second most at 21%, and Iowa increased 20%. Pasture values were generally higher in the eastern states like they normally are. And in most years, New Jersey is the state with the highest pasture value at $14,400 per acre. And the average of the northeastern states is $7,140. Some of the biggest increases for pasture are also in the Plain States. Nebraska pasture increased 23% to $1,850 per acre.
Some of the highest valued farmlands that were on each coast.
For instance, when we're talking especially about farm real estate values, which measures farmland and buildings, that value is strongest in California, the Midwest, and the East and Northeast. Rhode Island actually has the highest farm real estate value at $17,500, and California is the fifth highest at $12,000 per acre.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region, to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with
quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
This is an agribusiness update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, beef demand seems to be holding steady despite a very high plateau in current beef prices, according to Tyler Cousins, ag economist, the Livestock Market Information Center. The most recent beef retail prices tracked by the federal government come from June of this year.
In June, retail beef prices were $7.66 per pound. This is up 20 cents per pound from last year. The record price that we have seen for beef was actually occurred in October of 2021, and that was $7.90.
He says July prices expected to remain high based on what we are seeing as far as wholesale prices that have occurred over the last month. And in the face of inflation and slowing of herd rebuilding efforts, beef prices remain elevated and domestic beef demand hold strong.
This inflationary environment that we're living in, coupled with the slowing in herd rebuilding efforts, keep beef prices elevated. But domestic beef demand is still holding strong in the face of those challenges. It's just, what's the tipping point here? I think we would have expected that to occur a little bit sooner, but consumers still seem to be buying their beef. I think they like consuming that at home and they learned how to cook it.
Foreign demand or exports of beef are a key piece of the demand picture, as strong beef exports are supportive for domestic prices.
Through those first 5 months of this year, beef exports have totaled nearly 1.5 billion pounds. Now, that's a record pace for the first 5 months in a year. It is also a 6% increase from the same period last year. What this means is about 10% of U.S. beef production is destined for these export markets. So I think that's an important key, is just the pace that we're shipping this and the amount.
Overall, Cousins says the beef demand picture looking positive, but the inflation environment that the U.S. and global economies are facing could prove to be a headwind in the near future. At the same time, he says availability indicates beef demand is holding strong for U.S. beef, which is a positive sign for the industry. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Mowing the pasture is a beneficial practice in forage management. It helps control weeds and maintains forage quality for livestock on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
No matter what species of grasses are in your pasture, they will benefit from mowing. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says there are two main reasons to mow your pasture. One is to control weeds.
We would try to mow just a little bit ahead of flowering of the weeds because we don't want the weeds to produce more seed. For example, we can certainly reduce thistle. We need to know whether it's a perennial or a biennial types. But we can reduce each by mowing them just at when the buds are forming before they flower.
He says when you let weeds get a bit of height and then mow them, you're reducing the root reserves. This gradually causes the weeds to thin out or even die out in the pasture. The second reason for mowing is for the benefit of livestock. Grass needs to be cut as it's producing seed heads.
What we are concerned about is that when those grasses head out, they produce stems. As they dry, if there's a lot of stems, then the cattle may not want to put their nose down in there and get poked. and that may reduce their consumption of the next regrowth of that pasture.
Undersander says cool season grasses in the northern part of the country grow a stalk and head out once per year. Whether or not it's mowed, the grass grows only leaves for the rest of the year. Warm season grasses in the south head out repeatedly during the summer. But wherever you are, don't mow it too short. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mowing the pasture at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up a little bit later on this afternoon. We're seeing things kind of back and forth right now. Corn's teetered throughout the positive and negative throughout most of the day. The rest of the grains with wheat and soybeans are still mostly lower on the day. Cattle market and livestock overall still mostly lower as well. In the corn market, though, they started off low. They went into the green, down to the red, and back up into the positive. Now, we'll see how they close a little bit later. September corn is up right now 4.25 cents to 633.5. December corn is up by 8.25 to 636, even a bushel. In the wheat market, September KC wheat's down 0.75 cents to 888.5, with the December down 0.5 cents to 891.5 as well. In the soybean market, mixed but mostly lower right now. August beans are in the red 18 cents, sitting at 1691.5. September's in the green 6.25 to 1526.5. Most of the later futures are all in the red. In the meal market, August soybean meal is unchanged right now at 520.20, with September up by $6 at 462.5. And the oil market is in the green, with September up by 24 cents to 69.54. Cotton market today slightly higher on the day. They're seeing some decent gains, with October cotton up $4 even right now at 114.44. December's up $4 at 108.59. And the oats market is slightly higher, with September up by 13.25 to 468, even a bushel. Real quick, in the livestock market, we're seeing mostly red here. August live cattle's down 35 cents at 140.25. The feeder cattle for August is down by 37 cents to 179.57. And the lean hogs are in the red 57 cents as well to 121.82. U.S. dollar index today, after a rough day yesterday, we're seeing some green here. September index is up 51 cents on the day to 105.5. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty at Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Sport. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Between 2012 and 2013, the United States experienced a dramatic decline in cattle numbers across the country. Due to current severe drought conditions and high feed prices, many signs are pointing to the same possibility here in 2022. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Kansas Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Dennis McKinney shares programs offered by the FSA to help prevent that decline from happening again.
We look at the drought monitor. We see a pretty good area of the D3 drought. We have expanding area of D4 there in southwest Kansas. It has us concerned. And what surprised us this last week were there five counties where the D3 triggered in very southeast corner of Kansas. That doesn't happen very often right down in southeast Kansas, but five counties down there triggered for the D3 drought.
He shares the qualifying factors for both the Livestock Forage Program and the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program offered by the FSA.
Of course, once the county hits, it either has been D2 for 8 weeks or as soon as they hit D3, producers in that county become eligible for the Livestock Forage Program, which provides some assistance on those areas for loss of forage. Also, our Emergency Livestock Assistance Program for some of those hardest hit areas where we want to help keep the herds together. We found out in that last drought that lasted 2011, 12, 13, and the first half of 2014, we lost over 1 million cows just in Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. That made the markets very cyclical, disrupted a lot of the production we would have had going to consumers, which made the consumer prices very distorted. Over time, we're better off if we can keep those cow herds together. Emergency livestock assistance programs in some of those hardest hit areas can help producers with purchasing of forage or with transport of water to livestock in areas that normally don't need transport of water. It can also help transport cattle to the forage and to the water, which in some cases is far more efficient than hauling all the forage and water to the cattle. But you can check with your local FSA office about that. But those two programs are out there to help. If you, for the livestock forage program, you know, I always, at least in my area, they suggested bringing in an inventory that was independent from your bank or wherever you could, that would independently verify your numbers. So you could use that to qualify for the programs or some other hoops to jump through. But it's a good program to help producers work through the drought.
McKinney explains the expensive consequences that occur as a result of widespread herd liquidation.
Right. One of the lessons we learned in 2011, 12, 13 was people sold off cows because that was very expensive to provide the forage. It turned out that rebuilding the herd was extremely expensive. So a lot of producers out there right now that will tell you that was far more expensive than we had anticipated. We will now do what we can to keep the herd together. You know, we'll cull anything that's not even has any questions about productivity, but we want to maintain the core of the herd. Over the long run, that's more expensive. It's better for consumers if we can keep those herds together. So we've got these programs to help those producers keep their herds together and stay on and mitigate that weather risk.
That was Kansas Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Dennis McKinney. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free Fountain Drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink. Everyone is welcome to the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest August 20th, starting at 9 a.m. Vendors, shoppers, and the curious are all welcome. Wanting to get on the vendor list? Spots are still open. Message the Sunflower Mercantile on Facebook or call 785-763-4310. Citywide garage and estate sales plan too, so plan to be in Barnes August 20th, starting early at 9 a.m. for the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.